Welcome back, everyone. This is Yesterday's News with your host, Ryan Baker, also known as Mr. Yesterday. Let's get started. Today, I want to talk about a topic that I feel like we've all been through or we're very familiar with, and that's all or nothing. All or nothing is something that is different for each and every one of us, depending on our circumstance and what we go through in our everyday lives. But I just want to talk about something that is very important as far as what you do on a day-to-day basis. In my own circumstance, I'm a musician, so naturally what I do on a day-to-day basis revolves around music. For those who don't know, or for those who do know, I'm a local musician who plays in a local band called Fenwick, and I also do a lot of solo shows, and I do a lot of stuff with music throughout the week, and my schedule's pretty busy. If I'm not doing stuff with band, I'm doing stuff with solo stuff, and vice versa. And it comes with the territory of doing stuff that needs to be done for each project. And I won't lie, my schedule gets busy, it gets hectic, and there are days I feel like all the things that I do, it's just not enough. And it makes you question every day, is it really worth it? Is it really worth the hassle of doing all this stuff if I'm not seeing immediate results? And you know, I'll tell you, it is. It's a milestone for me to say that my band Fenwick and myself have been together for 2 years this past Saturday. Even though that doesn't seem long, it's felt like a lifetime. And that's where I want to go with this, with every one of you, is you can get discouraged because you're not seeing results right now. But the fact is, if you give everything your all, you will see results eventually. And it's the truth with anything that you do if you pour your all into it. Where I stand in my situation, if I didn't give everything my all, I know I wouldn't see the results that I see right now. And I'll be honest with you, there are times where I feel like I can do more. And that's the fact about life. You can always do more, but it's at your discretion. And there are times where you need to take a step back and relax and recharge and get perspective on things before you go all in. But at the same time, if you let the moment pass you by, if you don't take hold of every opportunity that's given to you, how are you going to make the most of everything in your life if you don't do that? It'll be very difficult. Of all the people that I've seen or talked to who are very successful, they all have one thing in common. And it's the matter of they used action to get things done the way they want it done. It's action. And it's true, even with my own results, a lot has gotten done because of action. Whether I took the time to speak with someone that was of interest for a particular event or a place I played at, or I networked with another musician, or I took the time to write a song and learn the material. Whatever it is, it took action to get those things done. And that's with anything in life. We can sit here and say, oh, I need to do this or I need to do that. But the fact is, if we don't do it, we won't see the results that we need to see to get things done, because it takes action. But I want to challenge you today, like, what is it that you're all or nothing about or on? Or what drives you? What makes you passionate to pursue everything all in? That's a question that you have to ask for yourself. Mine is definitely music. If I didn't have the passion and love for music, I wouldn't do near half the stuff that I do on a day-to-day basis. But that's because I love it. What do you love? What are you passionate about? Is it politics? Sports? Is it family? Is it your job? Is it people? Whatever it is, you have to ask yourself the question, am I willing to give everything for this or not? Because the fact of the matter is, that's what people are going to judge you on with your success, is wow, that person gave it their all and they made a remarkable thing, or they did a remarkable thing, or, you know, I don't feel like that person was really passionate about it. They were very lukewarm with how they approached things. Whether or not you'll do either one is your choice. But that's all I have for you today. I want you to challenge yourself. What am I all or nothing with? Am I really passionate about this one thing that I'll give everything to? Or is it really not meant to be? That's a question that we all have to ask for ourselves at the end of the day. That's all I have for you today. This is Ryan Baker, also known as Mr. Yesterday, signing off of Yesterday's News. Love you all. Talk to you soon.